The rock called sandstone is made up of a great many grains of sand. The beating of the rain on this rock washes the grains apart, and so the hard sandstone slowly changes into loose sand. All rocks are full of tiny cracks and pores. After rain, these are filled with water. In winter, it often happens that the rain is followed by frost, which changes this water into ice. Now, the ice takes up more room than the water, and as it freezes, it widens the cracks and pores of the rocks, and thus breaks off some pieces. The waves of the sea beat on the cliffs all around the coast, break off large pieces of the rocks, and dash them about on the shore, until at last they are broken into the tiny particles which we call sand and mud. The rivers, too, which run over the land, wear away their rocky banks in the same way. Do you know why the soil is so much darker in color than the subsoil and the rock beneath it? It's because a good deal of matter from decayed plants is mixed up with the soil. The roots of plants, the leaves which fall off the trees, and the greater part of the manure which we add to the soil are all made of vegetable matter. And there is sometimes so much of this in the ground that the soil is nearly black.